Hi there. I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple, so I just want to take a minute here to thank House of Kalmar, a self-care brand all about empowering you to reconnect with yourself. I tried their Love Bath Oil recently, and it is beautiful. We're also working on a podcast for them, so watch this space. And Audio Boom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help you get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so thank you very much. We are huge, huge fans. On today's episode, we are so happy to have the wonderful Bebe Lynch with us. Bebe is an accomplished journalist, writer, and broadcaster. She's written for many, many titles, such as Metro, Marie Claire, and Grazia, presented podcasts, and a BBC radio show, amongst many, many other weird and wonderful things. We've had the pleasure of working with her on a couple of different very, very fascinating podcasts, and I'm looking forward to getting into that today. So Bebe, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
My name is Bebe Bernadette Lynch. I'm I throw the Bernadette in because I think that was proof that my parents didn't like me from a very early age. I'm a journalist and broadcaster because I kind of like to write and talk about things that really matter to me and that I think are hopefully funny and smart and interesting and thought-provoking. I'm also nearly 5'1", and I think that might got the short woman energy. Do you know what? I often mention my hair in an introduction. I haven't done it so far. So I've got, I mean,
your
you've met
excellent.
Me. Jules, how
I
good
talk
is my hair?
I hair a lot, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe too much. My last relationship ended the day after Diana died.
I love that fact so much.
And there's no connection. The police looked, nothing was found. So don't you bother. and so it was like, and I can kind of get first dates, but I never get a second date, Jules. So I was like, okay, what's going on? So the idea was I would date Franks and they would be Zoom dates because of the pandemic and fantastic dating coach and your new colleague, Annabelle Knight, would give me a bit of a pep talk and then kind of watch the date, listening on the date, and then give me a bit of a post-mortem. And, oh, I loved doing it so much. It was such a laugh. And actually, it turns out I'm a freak. Turns out there's no hope for me.
Well, that's definitely not true. You had many, many very positive dates, didn't you? And I think as a listener with this one, again, your honesty, how many people would be willing to put themselves out there in the way that you did? It was a brilliant, brilliant listen. And I think everybody can learn from that. It was hilarious. You did meet some really interesting people, whether they were necessarily right for you or not. But it was wonderful to listen to. It really was.
Oh, well, it's because it was brilliantly produced. Oh, it was, yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. And it's like, I don't know, I love working with the team and these teams. And I love, again, just, you know, are there many pods about 56-year-old women dating?
I feel that we've carved out a niche there.
Do you know what I mean? And I love that. I love that. I think, because, I mean, would you agree that the perception of podcasts is that they're a young person's game or two male comedians talking about their favourite fish fingers?
I mean, I would fight against that. I think there is an element of that, definitely. And there's an ease in putting together a podcast like that. But how much more creative and exciting is it to do something like Let's Get Frank? And it really was. It really was. So the different elements, the different people and, you know, guests from all over the world. It was it was a learning experience for sure.
Yeah. And that's another thing. It's like, that's another thing that the podcast, and it's weird because we used to record Good Sex, Bad Sex in person, didn't we?
Yeah, and we wouldn't have actually thought about it any other way, I don't think.
No.
We've had the odd guest on Skype, if I remember well.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it would all feel very complicated. And then suddenly the pandemic comes in and actually remote recording suddenly seems very simple and a bit like, why have we not done this before?
Do you feel there's a different energy though, or dynamic?
I don't know. I don't know. I think you're probably better placed to say that, Bebe, being the one kind of hosting and talking to people. I think there's probably an argument for both sides, and it's probably personality based as well. Some people actually probably do better sitting in their living room with a microphone in front of them, maybe with even without a camera on.
you know?
Yeah.
There's less pressure there. Other people will bounce off the energy of being in a studio and that adrenaline and that excitement. So I think it probably goes both ways. There's something to be said about both. What do you think, though? You know, you're sat there hosting, so...
As an interviewer, it's kind of nicer to have the energy of someone there. But Zoom helped that because at least you could see them. You know, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it just affords you, you know, you can have a guest from anywhere around the world. I mean, how incredible is that?
Right. I think the cool thing now is that we have options. Yeah. You know, we're in a world now where we can go and jump back in the studio if that's what we want to do and we want to get that energy and we all happen to be in London or whatever. But yeah, nice that we have more options for high quality recording. Yeah. Bebe, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Podcasting Playbook. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work that we do at Pineapple. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way soon.
And before I go, I just want to take a minute here to let you know about something I'm really excited we're doing, the Pineapple Awards. We're all about investing in young people and supporting them as they get into the audio, podcasting and radio industries. So we've set up an annual opportunity to showcase the talent of young people. They'll get great prizes, real industry experience and the chance to network with the biggest bosses of the industry. And there are three categories: Best Producer, Best Editor and Best Creative Idea. The Pineapple Awards are supported by Leo Bites, Stella, House of Kalmar, Ice Cool Design and Audio Boom. The closing date is February 28th, 2023, and all the details are on the Pineapple website, so get entering now.